On SUNY Distinguished Professor Week, the history of slavery should continue to be talked about. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lou Roper, SUNY Distinguished Professor of History at SUNY New Paltz, explains why.
Slavery went hand in hand with English colonization. Enslaved Africans and Native Americans labored on tobacco plantations on the Essequibo River in Guyana by the mid-1610s. This practice was extended to the first permanent Anglo-American colonies of Bermuda, Virginia, St. Kitts, and Barbados over the next decade or so. The problem for prospective purchasers of enslaved labor was always supply. Until the Dutch expelled the Portuguese from the Gulf of Guinea in 1637, pirates and smugglers carried enslaved human beings to English markets, as in the case of the 20 or so Africans brought to Jamestown in 1619. The first recorded English slaving voyage to an English colony, St. Kitts, occurred in 1626. The opening of Guinea generated what might be termed a slave rush. These traders gave no thought to the morality of what they were doing, regarding the profits on offer as well worth negotiating the hazards of transacting business in sub-Saharan Africa. They traded Swedish iron, brass bracelets, cowries, and Asian fabrics for enslaved Africans, as well as ivory and gold. Over the next 130 years, the scale of this commerce exploded as colonial English America expanded from Maine to Jamaica. Trafficking enslaved people across the Atlantic consigned them, as well as their descendants, to social death. It also created the socio-economic model by which American colonies controlled those enslaved by providing punishments, such as gelding, for those caught rebelling against their situations.
That was Lou Roper of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.